Vavakam perak tes mishneches. Heichen pikdoni? Where is my pikadon? Oh, where has it gone? Amar lo nignav. He says it was stolen from him. So this is toin tainus ganav. This is what the Torah actually speaks about. This is a case where if he's found to be lying, he actually pays kefal. Mashbiacha ani. Va'amar amen. And he says, yeah. Va'edim me'idin also shignavo. And edim are made that he stole it. Mishalim tashlume kefal. This is Xeris Akosiv. He pays kefal. Hodemiyatsu mishalim karen v'chomish va'oshim. If he's moda by himself, first of all, he pays karen chomish and oshim. So we know he pays chomish and oshim when he admits to it, like we've said in the previous Mishnayos. But he does not pay kefal when he admits by himself. Because the Torah says the Rab brings asher yashiun eloikim. It's dafka when the court declares him guilty. Not when a person himself declares himself guilty. That's the only time a person pays kefal is when the court does. And this is because moda b'knas is pater. And kefal is a knas. Aye, what about chomesh? Isn't chomesh a knas too? So Tveris Rosh says, since chomesh is for kapara, this is an exception that even though he's moda b'knas, he's moda that he stole it, and usually moda b'knas is pater, that's why he doesn't pay kefal. Nevertheless, he pays his chomesh, he pays chomesh for the kapara.